Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Right to your phone calls. Dave from Deltona. Hello, Dave. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. I heard you talk about going to Disney World yesterday during Christmas. And I actually, me and my wife attempted to do that one Christmas Eve. And you
nightmarish? Was it nightmarish, Dave?
And God even tried to keep me from going in there. We got to the park.
God.
They told us it was full. They told us it was full. We
right.
said, all right, we'll turn around. We didn't listen to them. Went into, found an empty space, got inside. And it was like wall-to-wall people. I've never experienced anything like that before in my life.
I think it's safe to say we can tell everybody in our listening audience, if you're going to go take in the fabulous Disney experience, perhaps Christmas time, not the best time to go. But where is Deltona? Can you tell me that? And I'm getting a real skip back from him, guys, if you can help that a little bit. Dave, where is Deltona?
Deltona is about a half hour south of Daytona.
Okay, so you're an actual Floridian and you gave it a try. Would you ever do it again?
I would never do it again. Maybe I have a one-year-old daughter. Maybe if when she's five, she begged me to go, I would do it then.
You're a good dad. You're a good dad. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family there. Martin from Columbia, Maryland. Martin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, fellas.
That was a really good, good
morning. That was a good, good morning.
I enjoyed that. What can we do for you in Columbia, Maryland today there, Martin?
So, real quick, shout out to Deltona. I used to live in that asshole, so God bless that guy.
So cruel to your fellow listener. That's
out,
so
out.
Nice.
And I want to clarify, he said asshole. Nothing we have to bleep.
No, we don't have to bleep anything at all. And by the way, 8 o'clock with the calls.
Attaboy.
My God.
People are on the way to work.
Or they're still
That's
up.
That's it? Is that what it is, Oscar?
Yes. When people have to leave their home, Mike, to go to work, they have a commute.
Thank you. Okay.
See what he did there?
Look who loved that. Look who loved that. Look who look at the first laugh in 3 months.
So fun.
The first laugh in 3 months. How was home? Okay, go ahead, Martin.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask for some advice, actually. So I just got out of a relationship recently. And, the other day I was, unfortunately, it dawned on me that I was still paying the phone bill. And so I could see all the calls and texts that she was making, even though we've been broken up for like 2 weeks or so.
Huh. You couldn't see the actual text, but you could see who she was calling, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I get it.
So, of course, I dive right into research mode, right? I got to look up every single number. I got to find exactly, do a deep dive on this, like I'm the FBI. Terrible mistake. I don't recommend it to anybody, but I had to do it.
That's just such an exercise in misery.
Yeah.
Right there.
You're not going to get anything that's going to make you say, hey, you know what? Great.
She's okay.
Me too.
Exactly. So with that said, I mean, number one, is that rude that somebody, within like less than a month is already using the phone that I'm paying $100 a month for to go and talk to other guys? That's number one. And number two is, where do I go to actually meet women in today's, I'm in my douchebag 30s now.
Oh,
and
I have to defer. My Bolivian compatriot to let you know, it's the internet world right
now.
Yeah,
it is. And friend, first of all, congratulations. Because you got out of a bad relationship.
You don't know that it was bad.
You clearly had her on scholarship. If you're kind enough to pay for that phone bill, I've been in your shoes, and I've been burned the way you've been burned. Yes, I've done exactly what you've done, because I've looked at numbers and been like, well, that guy has a lot of abs and big muscles. I don't have that. apparently, she's moved on. So, listen to me. Take your time. Do not jump back in. You gotta, like, as we learned in 40-Year-Old Virgin, you gotta mow through 20 to 27 hood rats before you find the girl from the eBay store, all right?
That's right.
Tinder.
But I think, is it Tinder?
Tinder.
Is it Tinder?
Yes. Yeah.
Swipe right, left.
Yeah.
Is that what it
just
is?
Just look, it's a numbers game, and sometimes you got to lower your standards. They look better in different light. Remember that.
That's true.
I get it.
And if you don't want to do the internet, sir, remember, a house of worship usually has a social circle.
And I'd be remiss not to say eHarmony, the classiest way to get a date.
Absolutely.
That's a real eHarmony is not only a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, but it's real relationships, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's what it's all
about.
It's
based on data. You put your info in. If you have enough time to take a deep dive in your ex-girlfriend's phone bill, you can do eHarmony, my friend.
Martin, yeah. Thank you for the call. We got a lot of other calls coming in here. Chris from Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you, Chris? What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about Anime USA.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it's Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan.
Yes.
Use the T... can I remember the
code? TMOS 17A.
TMOS 17A to get 20% discount on your tickets and go see Pony and Rob. Pony, you going out there Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday?
Probably just Saturday, but I might do Sunday. That'd be fun.
All right, so Oscar's going to be there Saturday.
Taking the wife, Mike.
Taking Mrs. Zeballos to there. Oh, that's exciting.
Who said the honeymoon is over?
Chris, what's your question about Anime 2017?
Well, not a question, but some advice. I've been going since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to drop some hints for Pony and for Oscar and for the people who are going from the audience.
Please prepare us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a couple of things. First off, the schedule is live. You can download it from the Anime USA website. Or you can install an app that's available on iOS or Android called Guidebook.
All right.
And you can have it on your phone with you at all times.
What's the can't miss on Saturday? You clearly know the schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a lot more going on, too. I mean, I've seen Man at Arms. He's great.
Yeah.
I don't do the Maid Cafe. It's not my thing.
Are you the guy that bought the ad, by the way?
No, different guy.
Wow, this is a different guy. Yeah. This is awesome. I love this. Go ahead. You're an advertiser. You can talk about it.
Oh, I'm not an advertiser. I'm just a huge fan.
Oh, I love that. So what is the single biggest thing that the layman would be out there, the non-believer, would be enjoying at Anime 2017, Anime USA 2017.
Some Christmas gifts,
Christmas
maybe?
In Japan. What would be the number one? Where would you, if you only had 15 minutes in that in that convention hall, where in that hotel ballroom, where would you go for Anime 2017?
I would stand in the atrium and just people watch.
Not taking the wife.
A lot of fun.
I can't wait till. Are we going to get a review Monday, guys? Is that when we're going to hear about it all?
Monday.
That's awesome.
Use your smartphone to take photographs.
Well, plenty.
Thank you.
Plenty,
Chris,
plenty.
Is this so this is not your first time at the rodeo. You've been to this before, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The hotel is a great location. It's fantastic. The grounds are great. But if you ever want to, like, go out, you're right in the middle of Woodley Park. You're a mile from Adams Morgan, half a mile from the zoo.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's a plant,
but it's incredible. Yeah. What an incredible. You know, whoever you're working for, tell them to give you an extra paycheck. Thank you very much, Chris. We appreciate it. Joe from Sacramento, California, up super early this morning. Hello, Joe.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. That's all. I give a man a round of applause that's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and saying dilly dilly to us when he gets on Wide Open Wednesday.
Agreed.
Well, five, but okay.
Yeah, five. That's right. It's early for me too.
I love you so much. I thought I'd call because you notified me, and I'm driving in the darkness. So,
you know what's funny?
I love you guys.
He didn't say he got the notification. He said, "You notified me."
Yeah, I know. Well, we did.
I know. It's just funny way to phrase it.
It's that thing that we do.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly
dilly. Dilly.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Take care.
Same to you. And would you guys say that the Dilly Dilly would probably be one of the better ad campaigns of the last 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
probably.
That's the kind of thing they normally try to force down our throat during the Super Bowl. But because it came not at a Super Bowl-type moment.
It feels more natural.
It does. It feels like you organic. Like it better. Yeah.
Let's go to James in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, James. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Did Oscar really say that they look better in different light to the caller that was on?
Women, you know, there's harsh lighting. You saw the Seinfeld episode. We all did.
that was too quiet.
Well, by the way, when Rob was doing his Facebook Live notification for our Wide Open Wednesday calls being an hour earlier, we were discussing harsh light also.
And yeah, that's the fact where it stems from.
Let me tell you about being 58 years old. I have a shower mirror when I'm using my Harry's razor to shave the whiskers off my
face. Because if you look close, Mike doesn't have a lot of whiskers on his face.
Yep, and I look in the mirror, and man, oh man, I mean, the bags are just like, my God.
Felices?
Oh, good Lord. You know, and you have a four-year-old. I was up at 3:48 to pee. You know, well, I'm going to have to confine this to the body of the show today, because the fact is, Carl and I were in serious discussions on my end about purchasing something, because I'm tired of getting up and walking down the hallway and then being awake.
No.
No, I don't know. James, anything else from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? One of my favorite places. Beautiful. I haven't been there in a long time, but I got a buddy, John, Mr. John Harris, former motorman for the Fairfax County Police Department that lives in Myrtle Beach. Let me give him a shout out. Anything else we can do for you, Jamie? Is it Jamie or James?
It's Jamie. It's both, really, but Jamie's what everybody calls me.
Yes, Jamie.
Yeah, I was listening to the bonus show. Your problem with your golf swing, since you've had your hip replacements, have you been to a chiropractor since?
I have not, and I'm actually toying with the idea of going back now that I'm, you know, not 100% healed, but getting there, almost there.
Oh, good. Something else to get into your head before you swing a club.
That's a great idea.
It hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
It hurts, you know, the back area where, you know, where it's always. Maybe pop into a chiropractor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man, they can you're probably not aligned like you were before the hip replacements, because you were favoring one side and then the other. And,
you know what I worry about, seriously, but Jamie, I have to tell you this, what I worry about with my failing body is that with the artificial joints on both sides, that I would go into a chiropractor's office and that the chiropractor would give me this adjustment. It would go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The artificial part's gone. The artificial part's out of there right now.
They're stronger now than they ever were. You're bionic, Mike.
Oh, that's awesome. I love to hear that. Guy. Thank you very
also,
much.
Also, though, you know when they put those electrodes on your back, the electrostem treatment? What if you actually held a charge now?
That would be interesting if that actually happened.
Like Iron Man.
Exactly.
Joey from Hollywood, Maryland. Yes, where the big sign is and the movie stars live. Nothing could be further.
That sign fell years ago, Mike. We just did not maintain it.
How are things in Hollyweird?
Very beautiful. It's a beautiful time of year. Lots of rockfish. It's actually a very gorgeous time of year down here.
Let me explain for people around the country that the rockfish, as we refer to it around the Chesapeake Bay, is actually a striped bass. It is a saltwater fish, probably one of the best fighting fish that you can get in the waters. Have they come back to the Chesapeake? Are they still back? The numbers of rockfish that they have in there?
Oh, yeah. The crabbers are complaining because there's so many rockfish, they're eating the baby crabs, and now the crabs have dwindled.
Oh,
no!
Rob and I did the same joke at the same time.
Oh, no! I ain't seen no baby crabs all year, condemned rockfish.
How they going to have the number threes if the babies is at?
They ate them all up, and I ain't got no big ones with mustard in them, and I don't know what to do. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I can't. If I'm out there, you get all these sportsmen out here fighting the rockfish, and we don't get, and they eat the baby crabs.
It's going to be a really bad summer next year because the crabs ain't going to grow up.
That's scary, though. That is because crabs are a big part to eat the crabs. What can we do for you, Joey?
Well, you were talking about something a couple of weeks ago, and I've been praying on it. And
I think a good call is today, man. Wow. What a difference a week makes. Wow.
Listen, if your boy is 5 years old by the first day of kindergarten, start him in kindergarten. Don't hold him back a year. All right, I am a teacher, and that is one of the worst things to do, because then you have a 3-year gap in one classroom sometimes.
All right, now let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you, my guy will be 5 years old July 19th.
Start him.
Give me your argument, and because right now the plan is to wait with another year of the VPK and put him in for his 6th birthday.
Okay. As an 8th grade teacher, I have, depending on the time of the year, I have 12 and 13-year-olds, or after the beginning of the year, I will have 13 and 14-year-olds.
Got it.
Parents who hold their kids back, you end up with 12-year-olds through 14-year-olds. And that gap, it doesn't seem like that much, but at that age, 12 and 14 is a huge gap, and it makes controlling the classroom very difficult, and it's already a hard thing to do with age.
Well, I think I see what Joey's saying. He's saying put my kid in earlier for his convenience.
Exactly. There's really no reason to benefit your child, Mike. You want things to go well for the teacher.
Yeah, we're asking about the kid, not you.
No, hold on. I want to kind of know what the deal is with the kid, Joe. I mean, I understand that that can be a little different with the different age groups. I was kind of thinking in terms of athletic participation for my son, which I've read a lot of articles about. But I know there are different schools of thought. We were kidding you, but what are some other reasons that we wouldn't want to put him in early, late rather?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, the
you don't have a reason, do you, Joey?
I have a reason right now. The danger of older boys preying on these younger girls, it's just frightening.
Well, that's scary now. Now you got me all wigged out. Now I'm thinking it's like, now you got me doing a Harvey Weinstein moment here. I'm really freaked out about that. You know what?
I'm not saying your kid would do it, but it has been known, some of these older boys kind of, you know, swooping.
So you're saying they're a little more developed, and they're obviously, I know how I felt at 14, and that's a scary situation. Rob Spiewak.
What about the fact that girls, and I'm not talking about dating and any sort of predatory instincts here, but I'm just talking about just interaction. Girls mature much faster than boys. So if you're just going to have normal social interaction, I think sometimes the boys being a little older will allow them to interact with their
yeah, it's a good
their,
question. Is it different for boys? Better. Is it different for boys and girls, Joey?
Well, what you end up happening with it, you have eighth grade girls dating high school boys.
Well, okay.
You know, because they're already 14, and mm-hmm. you don't see it too much with girls anyway. You don't see the girls being held back. It's mostly the boys you see starting late.
Mm. All right. Well, do you know when I started my daughters in kindergarten, because of that thing you're talking about, they were both 30. That's when they started. Thank you for the call.
The Michael Mara Show. You can listen to The Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A super shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I wash my hair with the Don't Formula shampoo and use cream rinse for that Just Wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
Ah! You want to know the real reason why I'm here right now?
Sure.
I'm not welcome with my son.
If you miss him, why don't you call him?
I'm afraid if I call him, he won't talk to me.
No offense, but aren't you a little old to be afraid?
You're never too old to be afraid.
That's true. I've always been afraid of our basement. It's dark, there's weird stuff down there, and it smells funny, that sort of thing. It's bothered me for years.
Yeah, basements are like that.
Then I made myself go down there to do some laundry, and I found out it's not so bad. All this time I've been worrying about it, but if you turn on the lights, it's no big deal.
What's your point?
My point is you should call your son.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Well, someone has to find an open store. We don't even have milk here.
I went shopping yesterday.
You shopping?
I got the milk, eggs, and fabric softener.
No kidding. What a funny guy. What else did you do while we were away?
Just hung around.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ho, 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 ho. Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Ernie Anderson, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We got a full slate of calls. We're going to get to you in just a second here.
Cool.
Our show today brought to you by Hims. Men, the holidays are here, and you're going to be around family and friends that you only see this time of year. How do you look? Well, you can look your best thanks to Hims. That is a new wellness brand for men. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness just for men. Thanks to science, baldness is optional. You don't have to close your... I'm sorry, lose your hair. I almost said close.
You don't have to close it either.
Yes. You don't have to lose your eyesight. Anyway, keep your hair in spite of your genetics. Hims has FDA-approved well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair, not herbal supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. There's no waiting room and no awkward doctor visits. You can save hours by going to 4hims.com. Just answer a few quick questions. The doctor will review your case and prescribe exactly what you need, and it's delivered directly to your door. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5. Do it today while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. 4hims.com/TMOS. We are, we don't do the earlier Wide Open Wednesday very often. We've done it later, but we are absolutely jammed with calls, and I'm trying to keep everybody in sequence here. Let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and say hi to Monty. Hi, Monty. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Monty. What can we do for you?
I had a question for you, actually, Mike. I was wondering if young Michael William has bought his first firearm yet.
No, a couple of weeks ago. No. The thing is, he did. His piggy bank, and everybody should know that it was all going to a weapon. And
O'Mara family tradition.
Yeah, and you knew Monty that. If it wasn't a .357, it wasn't going to be bought. All right. So, the weight of that thing on that little 4-year-old. I mean, I wish I hadn't been so hard on him. I just, I looked at him when he couldn't lift it up to the, even belt level, and I said, "Well, you've disappointed me again."
Work on your core.
You red-shirted him at the gun store. He has to be six to buy the gun.
Exactly.
Mike, I would say that. Usually the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
That is correct. Yes.
And given your wife's propensity for older men, inclination towards them, do you think that the child could have been spawned by G. Gordon Liddy? Is that a possibility?
That is a leap.
Go
if anybody
away,
would have
away,
been Dirk Bastrick.
Go away.
You know,
I
believe that jerk actually submitted that as a mailbag letter that did not make the cut. Because that exact same joke was deleted.
He dropped out when I heard the Gordon Liddy joke. Give me the joke again.
He was saying that because Carla likes older men and that because your son likes guns, maybe he was sired by G. Gordon Liddy.
Sired by G. Gordon Liddy. I got it. Okay, that's where he was going with
not
that.
Funny aloud, sired. Not funny on paper.
Tony is cruising down I-270, which is always a wonderful activity. What can we do for you, Tony?
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to say I love the show. And I've loved it since I was listening to the Morning Zoo days.
But
and secondly, the reason I'm down I-270 is because I'm on the way to the studio for a Christmas delivery today.
Oh, the studio in D.C.?
Yes, I am.
Should we inform security?
Well, Diego already knows, so I don't know. If that qualifies as security, they already know.
It's lackluster.
More or less. Unfortunately, with our world, that's it. No lock under the desk. No Matt Lauer locking office desk for us. That's for
he's
sure.
coming with gifts, though. I'm intrigued.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. What's your ETA, sir?
A little bit after 9, but we had. I talked to Diego, and we said 10:50, so I'm just going to sit in the Starbucks and work a little bit while... until 10:50.
While we do the magic. So remember, Mike, your policy for listeners of the program, no interacting with you, but they can interact with us.
True.
Yeah, if he would give a tease, I might, bend the rule a little bit because rules are meant to be. But, thank you very much. Drive safely and hope you make it down in short order.
He's going to get a lot of weird looks, though, when he is in Starbucks with 3 rocking horses.
Let's go to Nicole. Nicole in Buford, Georgia. Hello, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful, Nicole. What can we do for you on this fine Wednesday morning?
Well, I'm only calling because I'm homesick today, but I wanted to call and tell you guys that I was the one that sent the Amazon gifts with no name on it last week.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned you during the mailbag,
sweet.
Nicole. I'm
Thank
sorry
you
you're not
so
feeling
much.
Well. Thank you for the
yesterday.
Gifts.
Yesterday. Oh. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I just sent an email yesterday.
Is your illness of a stomach nature, or do you have some sort of influenza type of situation?
It's sinus.
She's suffering from the vapors, Mike.
The vapors. We complain when these people from up north, the Yankees, come down through the south, they bring their vapors with them. I don't believe there's a Yankee that's ever crossed the Mason-Dixon line that hasn't brought his snotty little nose with him down south. Well, look at that.
Well, it's finally cold down here, so maybe it's all the weather.
Yeah, might be the weather as well. Well, darling, I hope that you have a speedy recovery. And seriously, take good care of yourself. I recommend products from the Vicks family.
Go buy yourself some sort of cough suspension at the drugstore on Peach Street.
Well, was there anything else, Nicole? It sounded like you wanted to throw in one last little thing on Wide Open Wednesday, or WWW, as we call it here in the studio on Wisconsin Avenue.
No, I'm just the dogs are happy I'm home all day and just listening to you guys.
Would you be so dear as to share your dogs' names with our Mike O'Mara Show listening audience?
Yeah, Sora is a 6-pound Papillon and Paisley is a 4-pound Maltese.
Sounds like socialist names to me, Nicole. All right, you have a wonderful day now, yeah? Thank you very much.
And at 6 and 4 pounds, they sound more like guinea pigs.
They sure do. By the way, they eat those guinea pigs in the Amazon. Did you know that, Rob?
Well, buzz my buttons.
Yes, absolutely. Deep fry them, just like a Peking duck. Let's get Jeff from Buffalo. Hello, Jeff. I don't know why I'm doing my southern accent, but I'm doing my southern accent. Hello, from Buffalo, New York. I know a Buffalo guy. He's a bit goofy, and he owns a watering hole. Yes, hello.
Hey, you got the wrong accent. Supposed to be Buffalo.
Hello, Buffalo.
I'm the editor of filmdumpster.com, and I called for a different reason, but
you're the editor of what? Slow down. You're the editor of what? I'm old. You must say it slowly. You're the editor of what?
Film Dumpster. I'm a Vista Print member.
Film Dumpster.
Oh, yeah, he sent us a card before. Yeah, I remember.
Your card. Yeah. Thank you for your support. And we appreciate it.
No, thank you. It was great deals. Right. I was calling for a different reason, but your clips of Home Alone has prompted me to say this. I know you mentioned that your son's been watching it lately. First of all, who the hell is Kevin talking to? secondly, Macaulay Culkin is a terrible actor. Thirdly, that is the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer of a live-action Christmas movies.
I'm going to stop you right now. Let me tell you this, and this is the truth, Jeff, that I am in agreement with you almost in totality right here. The fact is, my kid was watching Home Alone the other night. Rob brought the clip in. And when I listen to that clip, I'm inclined to believe it is kind of a fatalistic, negative type of situation.
Totally
you start with the parents leaving their kid behind to start, and then he's just preyed upon by these burglars. And the only way that he can defeat them is to horribly maim and injure them. And it's just spectacularly evil. What do you think, Rob? You picked the clip.
I picked it because it was an homage to my godson, since you said he was into it right now, and I'm trying to play some Christmas clips.
I know that's why you picked it.
But watching the clips, it is such a... It's a simplistic movie. It's not a very good movie. And you know what?
That homeless priest man or whoever that he talks to in the church is a creepy character too.
Yeah, and the other thing is that for an entire franchise, keep in mind there was two movies that each made, I believe, in excess of $400 million. Mm-hmm. To base it on Macaulay Culkin, he's not that strong of a franchisee. He is he had his cute moments, but now, to look at him now, he's a disaster, and he was a disaster then.
Jeff, let me jump in here, Jeff, because I want to ask you a question since you're a film guy, okay? Because I was talking to my wife about it last night, and I wonder if you agree with me on this. Here's another film that I think is a window into one of the darkest souls in Hollywood, and I mean that. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood's Gran Torino is without question one of the most bitter, horrific movies that I think I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. What are your two cents about it?
Well, what I think is interesting about that movie is that, and not to get too political, but given Clint's post, after that movie came out, he was campaigning for Mitt Romney, right?
He was talking to the chair, right?
He's talking to the chair, and I think looking back, that movie has a completely different tone to it. It's more of a window into his soul, I think.
I think so. And it just, I was looking at it last night, and it was just like, everything is like, yeah, zipper head. Okay.
He doesn't even at the conclusion.
Let's go eat some of that food, that gook food. It's like,
he doesn't even rescue
his character.
How many
more racial slurs can he?
Yeah.
And it's like he wanted to deliver those lines. Jeff, thank you very much for the call. Let's take one more on a wide open Wednesday and go to Philip in Fort Republic. Where the hell is Fort Republic?
Calvert County.
Ooh. Oh, the best county. I love that.
You still
county.
Have the property there?
No, I had to sell it. I had to sell it. You know, when I let the hunters on and they killed, they killed all the puppies.
I forgot that's where your puppy mill was.
I thought it was poaching, Mike. Too much poaching.
But by the way, the local authorities up there did not find me amusing at all when I walked into the station house and I said, well, they look like rabbits. just didn't go over. Second gun joke we've had today. What can we do for you today, Philip?
Well, I'm enjoying my lovely daily trip to Fairfax, Virginia. But a question. Yeah, I know. It's great. It's so great.
Right.
Question. Are you doing a new Christmas album this year?
Ooh, are we doing a new Christmas album?
Pony is doing a spoken word album that he will read all of the second chapter of Luke from the New Testament.
Oh,
Pony,
yeah.
Would you like to read some of that for us?
I'll do it. Yes. I'm in.
I don't think the guys are motivated this Christmas to do much of anything, to be honest with you. I was going to bring up the fact that last year and years past, we've had the clients come in for Christmas parties.
Yes.
Todd Moore and everything. And this year I brought it up and was like, nah, we got it.
I don't even have my tree up yet.
You know, yeah, my tree's not up either, Mike. Yeah, I don't think we're in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, you know.
No.
I'm down here, and, you know, if I was up there, it might be a little bit different. And, you know, but I should tell you this. If you're local, be aware of the fact that after the first of the year, it's probably about 80% certain that I'm going to be coming up, and we're going to be getting together at Jimmy's because we're going to do a grand opening thing for him.
You know, I believe our last year at WJFK, didn't they do the Christmas party in January because they got a cheaper rate?
Yeah, that's it.
And so that's what we'll do this year.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
it was.
But
horrible.
I think we learned a lesson last year. When you are not in the building for the Christmas party, it is A, not as fun for us, and B, it's sorrowful to watch you not be a part of it.
Yeah, you were actually mad at us.
Yeah, you were embittered.
If you remember that broadcast, you were really mad at us.
But it was festive. It's just not the same. And it's a lot of work, right? I mean, not like when we're all under the same roof.
Well,
it just doesn't work.
I can't speak for Rob.
Okay.
But I'll say this. I briefly brought it up in mid-November as far as dates internally here without you, Mike, because I didn't expect you to come up here for that, right?
Okay. I appreciate that because this horrible time.
You got a lot going on, right?
Right. I don't like doing it. And the internal
conversation was Mike was so unhappy with not being here. If he's not here, it wouldn't really work.
Yeah.
And are we wrong to say that?
Well, I mean, if you want to use me as the excuse for it.
No. It's a fact. You were mad at us.
But I'm not relevant to it. You know, I mean, I'm not part. You're absolutely right. I'm not part of it. And, you know, it's just not the same as when we were all under the same.
And if I can make it for a selfish remark, it's not as much fun with you not here.
Well, it's just when we
had it. You were pretty hammered.
Well, yeah, I did my best.
I will tell you that old Manassas barn was a good little Christmas house. That was a good place to have a Christmas.
The WJFK Christmas party.
That was
and the year we had the one for the podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Yeah. So I guess the answer is unequivocally no.
We're not gonna do it.
We're gonna,
you can't play Rudolph.
And I guess, I mean, did we do, what about the holiday album? What's the holiday album? Did we do anything?
We put a bunch of tracks together and we actually have them archived as well.
Why don't we sell them again?
We didn't sell them. We included through the package, Mike, simply because we can't sell the rights.
Right.
Is that too much work to put that on the?
No, not at all. We can put it again.
We maybe do that. And we're giving away fruitcakes, aren't we?
Yes, we do that today. As a matter of fact, today is the first day of the 12 days of fruitcake.
You know, this would be a perfect time for it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, would it?
Woo! Yes, that's right. Hey, it's the 12 days of fruitcake, ladies and gentlemen. And we have our first letter for fruitcakes.
Right, and remember the rules.
It's a good time for it, right?
Perfect time. If this person does not answer, or if they do not have a fruitcake-centric message on their voicemail,
they're going to roll over.
It rolls over, so tomorrow will be two fruitcakes, but today, one fruitcake on the line.
I hope this person's home because there's quite a letter here. Dear TMOS, this Christmas will be my first away from home. In February, I shipped off to basic combat training and spent 20 weeks in training before the Army sent my ass to beautiful Fort Stewart, Georgia. I was blessed with having Christmas Day off, but the commissary lacks the perfect food to enjoy when drinking a $7 bottle of Evan Williams eggnog and watching It's a Wonderful Life. When I'm back to work on Boxing Day, I'll be sure to share that cheer of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake or eat it for breakfast, depending on how hungover I am at 3 in the morning. That comes to us from Ian Reynard. And let's give Ian a call and see if he's home. I really, really, really hope, since he's going to be serving his country,
serviceman,
that we're able to give him a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. This is very, very exciting. Calling Ian Reynard now. Let's see what happens.
It's ringing. It's exciting, isn't it?
Fruitcake. I like these early shows. Fruitcake. He's hitting on all eight today.
Come on, Ian.
No, he'll roll over if he's not there.
Yeah, but I want him to win.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Ian Reynard, please.
Yes.
Ian, this is Mr. Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm wondering if you know why I'm calling, because it's kind of important that you mention the reason I'm calling. Otherwise, we won't be able to make you happy today, Ian.
I do. I want a fruitcake.
Yeah! Yes! Did we wake you up, Ian?
No, I'm actually awake right now.
Sounds okay, like it.
I mean, I've seen those commercials in the past. We do more before 5 a.m. Doesn't sound like that with you, Ian. But anyway, congratulations. Rob Spiewak, what can you tell him about his fabulous gift?
Congratulations, Ian. You have won a fresh, brand new 2017 fruitcake that is currently curing in my refrigerator. It will ship to you next week, and your mouth will thank you with every luscious bite.
There you go. That's all. Thank you. Bye, Ian. Thanks a lot. Congratulations. Get it to him. Get it right out to him. We'll take two calls and then we'll go to break. Hold on. Let's go to Owen.
Owen!
Oh, no. Hey. Mama. Hello.
The salted peanuts.
Whereabouts in Florida are you from, Owen?
You know, I'm just driving in Florida. I'm actually from South Carolina. Moved there about 2 years ago from Sacramento, which
Wonderful.
You make fun of all the time.
Yes, I do.
And I work for Carl's Jr. Restaurants and Hardee's, so I'm on the road all the time.
Wow.
I've never called you guys. I've listened for years and years and years when it was Mike and Rob and some other guys that I forget their names.
Hey, let me ask you about Carl's Jr. Anything new? Anything new and exciting and special on the menu at Carl's Hardee's Jr.?
Carl's Hardee's Jr.? Right now, we are actually featuring the buttermilk chicken biscuit.
Yum. That gets a round of applause from us. Yum.
Hey, does that sound better than a fruitcake?
it's a tie. It's a lateral move.
Owen, drive carefully. We appreciate
Thanks,
the
buddy.
Call. He was a little too angry to be on the lawn much longer. But
did want to find out why Carl's Jr. isn't more prominent in the D.C. area.
Because it's Hardee's east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, but
it?
Why? I mean, why the difference? I guess my
yeah, because
eyes.
It's not
curious.
Exactly Hardee's aren't widespread up
no,
there.
No,
are they?
No,
really? Mm-mm. To be honest with you,
I get excited when I see the only Hardee's I know of really locally is when you're driving out to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And you have to go through Breezewood. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a Hardee's. Finally, something different.
I have always mentally thought that Carl's Jr. because Don used to love it so much when we'd fly out to L.A. or the West Coast.
Yeah.
I always kind of thought it was different and better. Carl's Jr. was like more sizzly than Hardee's for some reason.
It was cooler in my eyes.
It was cooler. Carl's Jr. was kind of cooler. And they did the Paris Hilton commercials.
I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but
it's old sex because they weren't wound tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the new buttermilk sex burger.
Buttermilk sex burger. We're up on a break. We have to take a little breaky. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be joined by Bill O'Reilly on Thursday's show.
Tomorrow,
and
yeah.
Bill O'Reilly was on the show how long ago? Was he like less than a month ago, right?
About a month and a half ago, I think.
About a month and a half ago? Well, I mean, why is he coming back on? We're kind of confused
Usually
about it.
We're happy when guests come on, but we're confused
This one's
now.
Confusing. We're confused because we'll talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony and an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Last night, I was reading my son a brand new book that I got from Wonderbly.com, and it's called My Golden Ticket. Oh, cool. It's about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and I love the books from Wonderbly. Kids love books. Books from Wonderbly are amazing. They have one-of-a-kind personalized products that you make in minutes. The book literally doesn't exist until you press the button. It's perfect for gifts for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because. Beautiful books, beautiful illustrations, truly a keepsake. My Christmas snowflake is the one that I want to get, and I haven't gotten it yet. But that's for kids 2 to 8, perfect at this time of year. It's a charmingly personalized holiday story that the whole family will adore and read every Christmas, personalized to include the whole family. That's up to 9 names. And I already got a wonderful book called Lost My Name when he was much smaller.
Yeah.
And, of course, the My Golden Ticket book is great. Go to Wonderbly, that's Wonderbly.com, and enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off your order. Visit Wonderbly.com today. And, by the way, this is confusing when you tell people until you press the button. That doesn't make any sense. What it means is you're getting into the website and you create the books by putting in your information. So that's what that means. It's not like you're pressing a magic button. We should change that. But that's what it is. Wonderbly.com. You're going to love it. So Rob Spiewak, you last week,
Friday. It was Friday afternoon, yeah.
Friday afternoon, we were all with our families doing what we do best, beginning the weekend of drinking. And Rob sent me a text that said, Bill O'Reilly's people reached out and he wanted to come back on the show. Now, Bill O'Reilly is somebody we pursued.
For years, literally for years.
For years to get on the show. And then when he was finally on the show, I knew that a guest like that is going to bring me heat no matter what I do.
Right.
If I'm too nice to the guy, they're going to be on my ass about it. If I'm not nice enough, other people will say, hey, you were rude. And, you know, I said, listen, I'm just curious about this. I'm still curious about Bill O'Reilly and the fall from grace and mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, he is now, you know, doing his podcast, which, by the way, is, you know, is the regular means of him delivering that mm-hmm. O'Reilly factor. And then he's out on a book tour promoting Killing England, which is the latest of the Killing books. You got Killing Kennedy, Killing Lincoln, and Killing England is the latest one. They reached out to you. And we'll take it. Walk us through it. I'm doing all the talking here. What happened?
Got an email, so I returned the phone call. And I will say this: he has two people that basically work on his book promotion, mm-hmm. and they've both been fantastic through both processes. They're very nice, lighthearted.
That, by the way, is Rob Spiewak covering his ass for publicists so that he will be able to, because he deals with them and he doesn't want any kind of
but relationships. I will say this: that there are people that are not as pleasant to deal with. They're very upbeat.
Like Stacey Keach's publicist that jumped in and said, Mr. Keach has to take another car.
That might be one of them. Yeah, if we wanted to point fingers and name names.
Stacey Keach, who generated, no comments from anyone about
anything.
We got
one comment on Facebook, but it was in 1982.
Oh, I did Shakespeare.
I did not press the issue because I said, you know, we were very pleased to have him back on. He must have had a good time the last time. She said yes, and he just wants to stick to his normal rules. And I said, I don't recall any rules. And they said, they're simple. He wants to do at least 15 minutes. He wants to make the interview worth his time, and that's easy enough to accomplish. And he wants to split the time half between discussing his book and current events.
Well, you know, and so current events being, you know, who knows?
I mean, Matt Lauer.
Exactly.
You think it's Matt Lauer? Do you think it's Matt Lauer?
It would be interesting to discuss what his thought process is.
Because Lauer yelled at him.
because he sat across from Matt Lauer, and Matt Lauer grilled him in front of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now I don't know. I mean, it's a strange world that we live in right now. I think, aren't we all surprised we've gone 2 days? By the way, John Conyers resigned yesterday from Congress, and a real strange article, reading that this morning, that there are not one, but two members of his family that are
a cousin
are perhaps
and a
going
son.
To be a cousin and a son that will be seeking the seat, which is just, I think that's fascinating.
It's like running a hardware store.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Now, very interesting.
Pony and I were actually discussing the Bill O'Reilly thing before the show today because we don't know whether we should be honored or wonder at what's going on. So I actually went back and listened to the original interview to see if there was a moment or anything that
I
would
clue us in.
I took
a lot of hate from the left about that interview, by the way.
But you see, the thing is, my personal opinion is that the reason he could be coming back is that you did handle it very level and you showed some disagreement, but you were respectful the whole time. And I bet he doesn't get that a lot. However, there was one moment in the original interview that I think is the reason he's coming back. I'd like to play that for you now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Jesus. So engaged. That's what that's what Puppy Dog Tales likes to do.
19 days for Christmas shopping.
Hey, you only got 19 more.
19!
19!
Shopping for the Amazon.
Christmas is coming. Have you done your Christmas shopping? Only 19 days left.
You know what would be good is what if Bill O'Reilly re-recorded those? And he was the guy that did the announcement.
Oh, to be you. Anyway,
Mike's like, I gotta do the interview, Dick. Yeah. I don't care.
Like, Rob, why don't you
days.
Do the interview tomorrow, huh? Why don't you do it? All right, why don't you just take it and then you'll play your little sound. That'll be fun. That'll be exciting.
It was simply a joke, Mike, because it's a
comedy show. I know it's a comedy show.
But really,
show.
I do think.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Thanks for letting me know, fat ass,
Mike,
that it's a comedy show. I appreciate that.
We can cancel him if you want.
No, but, I'm just. And then I've got fat ass and passive aggressive on my ass today. Just dealing with a little confusion on the fact that we waited 9 years to get an interview that was no, and then within a month's time we're getting the second word that he wants to come back on, and I can't help my Irish guilt says, what have I done wrong?
No, you have done nothing
does
wrong.
He like, I don't want him to like me too much, to
maybe,
be honest with you.
Maybe
you know?
It's his Irish guilt at work.
I don't know.
Just keep in mind, he's Irish, too.
Maybe he has to move copies of his book,
I think that's at least half of it.
That's a possibility as well.
And
that's
I think you left as a good interviewer. And keep in mind, anyone who really does listen back, you did not let him get away with stuff. You did call him on stuff, but you didn't yell. You weren't busting heads. You were respectful
about it. Well, anyway, just to be sure
fair
that
balanced.
We... just no to be spin. Sure that we are fair and balanced, I have a homework assignment for Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Rob, you are the only individual that graduated from your undergraduate program with honors.
Mm. That's true.
So I know you're a good crammer. And so I'm going to need you to read that book, Killing England.
I'm going to
need you to read that book for tomorrow.
I had it overnighted at your house.
I know, but it's at every bookstore. The show will pay for it.
I will treat, and I will take care of it.
Well, no, you don't need to treat. I mean, if I'm giving you a homework assignment, I just like you to, you know, have the crib notes and prepare for, you know.
Now, would you like me to present you with the crib notes, or do you want me to handle that part of the questioning?
I will copy you
on my crib notes.
That would be, because that's kind of what they do in real shows.
Sure, absolutely. You
know, where that's done. And I'd like to honor the wishes and live up to our end of the bargain and do that. And then the other thing, you know, it's just I have given this a lot of thought. I gave a lot of preparation when he first came on.
Mm-hmm.
This time I'm doing a lot of just thinking about what it's all about and the whole climate
golf?
That we live in now. The fact is Bill O'Reilly was one of the point guys on this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Reilly was one of the point guys that was in this scandal
when it started to
2017
break. Yeah.
That we have. So it'll be an interesting discussion, and I look forward to it.
Will you ask him why he's back?
Yeah. I probably will.
I think it's a good idea.
You know what? A solid question.
I'm
going to
say, Bill, we pursued you for 9 years, and now you came on, and it's like twice we've gotten you. Why? Anyway, that would be an interesting discussion.
And he's coming off the heels of the latest accusation where he's being sued by a woman who he settled a harassment deal.
Because she's saying that he violated the agreement by disparaging her when he was talking in generalities. Mm. And, you know, it's a fascinating world out there.
It is.
And, you know, and it still continues to get more fascinating. But I'll be honest with you. I thought more and more shoes were going to drop in the world of media and in the world of politics. And it seems to be, well, at least for maybe the better part of a week, we're having a quiet time. Maybe it's the holiday.
What network do you think is going to fall next? Because CNN has been ABC, NBC, CBS. Well, what's left?
Fox. Let me tell you this. Sci-fi.
I
don't know.
The last, if we were sitting here and no one had been indicted yet, if no one had had the allegations hadn't been levied against anybody right now, you know what I would have said? I would have said CBS, the TV family at CBS, would probably be the last guys I would expect for some reason. Because you've got, I never picked Charlie Rose as one of those guys that would be perving out on people. And
prancing.
You know, if you're going to go with CBS has been prancing naked. If you're going to go with CBS and NBC, you know, the shoe would drop at ABC next or CNN. And that really hasn't happened. I think really CNN, there is a culture over at CNN where there's been much more inclusiveness.
Yeah. And they have they had a producer go down for Jake Tapper.
They had a producer go down. That's true. You know, I always thought maybe Don Lemon might get hit, you know, with something like that. You know, I don't know.
He took the lemon drops on air during New Year's.
Yeah, exactly.
The phrase is called making lemonade.
Who knows? We will button up a subject of high school football championships in Virginia when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So exciting, the seventh year of the Rob and Joe Show.
Yeah, I got to be honest, I'm kind of getting the seven-year itch. I reached out to Todd Moore to do a show.
I'm going
to
reach out to Oscar.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reach out to Gary Stein.
He never worked with you, unless you bought a t-shirt.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Rob and Joe Show, a new episode every week, robandjoeshow.com, and available on the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Get on it!
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
That's the Rob and Joe Show. That's a great, great show. You ought to check that out. Ain't that right, Merle? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by stamps.com. And I'll tell you, it is the most wonderful time of the year, and it's also the busiest.
Right?
Woo!
You're making lists, checking them twice, running errands, and who has the time to cook? I'm sorry, go to the post office. So do what we do. Use stamps.com instead. Stamps.com brings all the services of the United States Postal Service right to your fingertips. And there is a young boy that busily makes fruitcakes and then gets them out to the world with stamps.com.
The best.
You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail just by using your own computer and printer. Then the mailman picks it up. Stamps.com will send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage, and stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail every time. Print postage any day, anytime. Stamps.com, always open. We've used it forever. It's easy. Right now, you too can enjoy stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. Use stamps.com and make it the easiest holiday season ever.
Boom, ever. Boom,
so, Rob Spiewak, we were discussing before the show, you have finally figured out the way that the championship situation is resolved in the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
Now, I do believe you and I have each been, I would say, showered with emails and messages.
I have not been showered. I received one that I remember that was significant.
All right. This comes from listener Mark Kennedy, and he breaks it down ultra simplistically.
A helper.
There are 6 regions in Virginia as far as high school athletics go, okay? Tuscarora High School has qualified for the Virginia Class 5 State Finals Championship, game coming this Saturday, December 9th. This is, and he puts it in bold, this is a statewide championship. Virginia has 6 classes. What class a school is placed in is determined by the school enrollment. So Tuscarora is a Class 5, which is the second biggest class of school based on enrollment. Class 6 are the largest schools. Class 1 are the smallest schools. And so at Class 5, they are in the tier of schools that have the second largest enrollment, and it is a state championship for all of the schools that have that size enrollment.
Then, so if you were going to base the See, it's not relevant. You could have a Class One school that may have the best football team in the state.
True.
I you know, it's unfortunate. It would seem to me with the era of travel teams, it would be really, really terrific to have the winners of each of the divisions, even number one playing number six.
Right.
That would be kind of cool, a playoff scene, but I guess that would just be too much travel for these
schools.
I believe
it would, and also I think in this era of everyone gets a trophy, even though everyone doesn't get a trophy, mm-hmm. they're trying to level the playing field a little bit, because if you have a small school with small enrollment, you're not going to have the pool of talent to pull a team together.
I totally disagree with that. Have you seen a little movie called Hoosiers?
Well, I have.
Of course you can have
but
that.
But that's basketball.
Do you remember Hickory? I mean, the Hickory team was just, I mean, they didn't even have five players when he kicked the one guy off. You remember that? And then they went to play Bloomington, Indiana. And that was like professionals, and they won. They won.
Oh,
because,
spoiler alert.
Well, I'm sorry.
But
the movie's been out for
40 years.
Pony
has just rented it.
You can't,
I'm so sorry,
you can't buy into the fact that a larger pool of students, as Rob said, will give you more variety, right?
Yeah.
So, and more, which,
and
in
that's
turn,
just
you
a theory.
Not if you, not if
a
you
theory.
Had, not if you had a school full of Spiewak.
Hey, there's only two of them there.
I mean, you know, if you had Spiewak, I mean, I'm not. I'm talking about a school of Robs. Oh. You'd have like a wonder. You might have a.
Hey,
a
that would be
theater program.
That
the
would
best,
be a
the best in the country,
movie,
actually.
Though.
Blue
school,
Ribbon.
School of Robs. It would be Jack Black in School of Robs.
School of Robs.
Soon to be on Broadway as a jukebox musical.
School of Robs. And Robs nominated for a Tony Award. That would be
well,
that.
It's been 20 years since we've even played a football game, but you should see our take on Oklahoma.
Well, thank you to everybody that cleared it up for us with that. So,
some lengthy emails.
What that tells me, and I think this should be pointed out, is that the Tuscarora Huskies are to be commended, because this is a major, major, major football accomplishment for a high school to go to the state championship. And who are they taking on once again in the states?
Highland Springs, which I believe is close to Richmond. The school is close to Richmond. And the playoff game is noon at Hampton. And there's still a chance that Robert and I might get up and drive down to see the game.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I think it would be a fun road trip.
Are the kids into, is Robert into seeing the football games?
Robert is
he...
but also, you know what? I remember being a freshman, the Friday night football games are more of a social event.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody's
I went to it with my
there.
Daughters.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's there. However, as the
How
season
did Kettle Run do this year, Rob Spiewak?
Kettle Run, I'm sorry. They came in third.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame that is.
But towards the end, and especially during the playoff game, it was very cool to drive home with Robert and talk about the end of the game and the way the plays fell out, because he was locked
in.
You can
share
that
with him.
Yeah, I can share it with him. It's neat.
Do you think they'll give you some sort of acknowledgement of your Herculean effort to present the PA work at the for free with Oscar that gets stuck in his craw?
Yeah, he hates that.
You did it without compensation.
I actually got a lovely email from the director of athletics, Tony Talent, which is, that sounds like a theater guy, doesn't it?
Tony Talent?
Hey, I'm Tony Talent.
Tony Talent.
But a person.
Like an Tony Talent.
But come on down and see Rob with Tony Talent.
Right, he sent me a nice email over the holidays. He's going to take me and my spotter, Rob Chubbuck, out for drinks. And he said he's got a big stack of swag for me. And
is that respect. Mrs. Chubbuck's husband?
Yeah, that's the Mrs. Oh, Chubbuck is the reason I got the gig.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Really?
She's involved.
Mm-hmm. How is Mrs. Chubbuck involved? She's got like 11 kids, right?
They have 40 children and an even distribution of men and women children. And she is, I'm sure you remember in high school, there was a mom who was involved with everything, sort of a high school power player. And because she has been involved with everything at Tuscarora for so long, she can get things done. She knows everybody.
So the power in high school, Mike. Remember that?
Why are you shaking your head?
How are you impressed by that? The woman clearly has free time. That's all she has. She's not a power player.
Let me tell you what impresses me is the joy that our boy feels with this little enterprise. Listen, the bottom line is when you do what we do, and Oscar, you should know this more than anybody, it's one thing to do this show. But we all like to have our little sidelights. We all have to have everybody that does this for a living. If you want to know why people like Ryan Seacrest have 44 shows,
right,
is because he doesn't say no. In the world of broadcasting, it's not enough to have one show. You have to have other outlets
He's
to do what you do.
Slumming it. He's slumming it at Tuscarora.
I know. And you think he should be getting some sort of stipend.
Or how about stop being impressed by him, buy a mom with free time? Like, no, power player. God.
I'm just trying to explain, Oscar. That's all. You want to settle down, pal?
Rob, are you tired? You usually mount a little more of a defense than that. You're not even looking at him. You go, Oscar, please stop looking at me.
You know why? Because
it's early, early, early.
I tell you what it is. It's not tired. It's sadness for him. Because he is so selfish and so self-centered that he will, never have a child because, frankly, he doesn't even like to share his own fluid because that is how selfish he is. He would prefer to keep it in his own tiny ball sack because that's mine. I'm not going to slum. I'm not going to slum. Hear what it is. If you were to ever open your mind or heart or whatever it is you're made of, some sort of peculiar man flesh. Open it up and share the fact that, yes, someday you could have, and yours would be flawed, but some sort of offspring. And then when you share with your offspring that the fact that when you work and you've been at it for 25 years, you've been at it for 25 years broadcasting and no one in your family cares. No one would even raise a finger to listen because all you're doing is busting your balls all day, every day, often into the weekend to make it happen. Buy them a house. Buy them phones. Buy them food, buy them clothes, and you know what happens? Here's what happens. You finally go and you slum it, jerk says. Then, you know what? All of a sudden, my kids look at me and say, hey, that's my dad. That's pretty cool. It's a different venue for, I'll use the word loosely, talent. But you know what? When you impress your family, it feels pretty good. Of course, you've never impressed your family, so you wouldn't know.
Oh, my God. That is an epic takedown,
ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. We have to go to commercial.
I think the root of what he's saying is
Spiewak,
he's got.
He got the Hueys. He got the Apache helicopters. He came up the beach, and he started firing all his ordnance at once. All it took was a wake-up call. Oh, my God. Rob Spiewak with a full frontal attack.
And keep in mind, Mike, it's fueled by sadness. I pity him because he'll never feel it. Okay, he's impervious to all things that feel.
Jeez. Oh, man. I must say, I'm glad I was not on the receiving end of that.
I stand by what I said.
We will take a break.
He's standing there with a white flag, standing straight.
Come back with news you may not need. My God. We'll be right back, everybody. Woo! Woo!
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I tell you about it all the time, and it's a great time of year to give Texture. It is the app that lets you read all the magazines that you could possibly consume. With the Texture app, not only do you get a peek at all these great magazines and get to see them, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device. I love Texture. That's where I read my Vanity Fair. That's where I read my Golf Digest. That's where I read Maxim. That's where I read all these wonderful magazines. Newsweek, it's fantastic. That's where I get my Bon Appetit, where I get my fabulous Christmas recipes. Cookies. GQ, all these great movies, they're fantastic, and they're on your smartphone or tablet. And right now, you can try Texture for absolutely free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations, and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. In the O'Mara household, we love Texture. You will love it, too. It is the way I consume all of my magazines. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over a 30% discount off their listed price. There are also great gift options available for the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. We've got news you may not need. We'll get through these last calls really quickly on Wide Open Wednesday. We never take them this late in the show. Real quick, Michelle from Seattle, we're really on a time crunch. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, I'm actually talking to you guys.
Hi. God bless you, Michelle. Thank you.
So I just wanted to let you know about the first time I ever heard you guys. So I'm driving from Seattle to Spokane. So Seattle was not an affiliate, Spokane was. And I'm sick of listening to music. It's a long drive, it's 5 hours. And I'm going through radio stations and I hear the Don and Mike show. No idea. And I hear Charlie. Like, I'm just going through the radio.
Hello.
All of a sudden, I come up on.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, we lost her. That was such a sweet little story. Oh, wow. Let's go to Luis from Columbia. Luis, real quick. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm good, Luis. What
Merry
can we
Christmas.
Do for you?
No, just calling to say hi. It's been a while since I called, and I don't know. Rob, you were missing playing. It's
okay, I'm sorry. I hate to do that,
almost,
but you know what?
Almost.
It was the last go-round.
We're up.
And now we have to get it. We're up on a break here. Dirk, call back next week. Mo from Woodbridge. We need our stock tip of the week, Mohammed.
Mohammed.
Disney. Yes, Mike. Disney, D-I-S.
Disney.
Disney, there it is. That's all it is.
Quite the rally this week, Mike. Quite the rally.
Fantastic. Yeah. Worthwhile. That's, that
Disney,
is awesome.
Mike.
Ever
Disney
hear of it?
This week. There we are.
News.
Wow.
Twitter has put out a bunch of year-end data and Obama's response to the Charlottesville March back in August 2017 is the most liked tweet. He tweeted the Nelson Mandela quote, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion." The second most liked tweet was Ariana Grande's response to the Manchester terrorist attack. And the third most liked one was Obama tweeting his support for John McCain after he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Obama's Charlottesville tweet was also second on the list of the most retweeted messages of 2017. Behind that, 16-year-old kid who went viral for asking Wendy's for a year's supply of free chicken.
I remember
nuggets.
That, yeah.
Obama had three entries in the top 10, and Trump didn't make the cut. Although Trump was number one on a list of the most tweeted about world leaders. Mm. I'm pretty stunned that Trump wasn't in the top 10 based on the prolific nature of his tweets.
That's
you know?
The reason. He dilutes it. By the time you're ready to retweet, he's
probably
already
right.
got something new to read.
Can I ask
absolutely.
You a question about Twitter just in general, briefly?
Yeah. Go right ahead. Yes, absolutely.
Who do you know that's on Twitter that really uses it?
I don't. I use it. I unfortunately, my Twitter was set up to retweet my Facebook posts,
yes.
and that's the way I consume
yeah.
it. That's the
yeah.
way I will retweet Twitter if it's a viral tweet and somebody passes along on another forum. That's
I
it.
Think that the idea that Twitter is so popular has only been, I think, magnified because every time someone tweets, they put it up on the television screen.
I think you're absolutely right.
Right?
I think
yeah.
you're,
not like
it's
that
like
engaged
a false,
user.
It's false sense of importance.
Yeah.
yeah nobody. It's just does not as sexy to say. And on a Facebook post, it doesn't work that
yes.
way. You know.
And you know
but
what?
Facebook
Twitter
seems
is hard,
to be.
Twitter's
I was
hard
just
to
gonna
navigate.
Say. Yeah, and Facebook just seems to be chugging along, doesn't
yeah.
it? I mean, it just
steady
seems
yeah,
to
strong.
Hang in
but,
there,
but,
you know?
But when you said that it's the most talked about because every news outlet in the world throws up what he said. But I don't think
the tweets.
They're not using it.
Right.
I think you're right. I think you're right. A lot of people connect to it
yeah.
and use it that way. But I'm not out there subscribing to people. I don't do it. John Mayer was hospitalized yesterday in an emergency appendectomy. John is currently on tour with Dead & Company, but they had to postpone last night's show in New Orleans. Wonder if they were at they wouldn't be big enough for a Superdome show, would they?
No, I don't think so. That they might be a good size for House of Blues, actually.
That's what I'm wondering. They haven't announced a new date yet. There's also no word on when John will be ready to play again. Dead & Company have two more dates left on their current tour right here in my home state, Orlando and Fort Lauderdale. There's been no announcement yet of those shows, but they could probably get along without him. Dead & Company, any fans?
I'm not
fans?
A Grateful
Anyone?
Dead guy. Not really.
Okay,
but like
good.
The hits okay. Depeche Mode, though, this is a phenomenon, okay? They peaked a few decades ago, and I played them during the 80s.
Sure.
And look, they were good. There were a few songs. Yeah. But even though they were a pretty big deal, they never had a number one hit in America. And somehow they have been destroying it on the road in 2017.
Really?
According to Bloomberg.com, they sold, get ready for this, 1.27 million tickets over the first 9 months of this year. That is more than Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, or Bruno Mars. And in October, they became the first act to sell out four consecutive shows at the Hollywood Bowl. That is Depeche Mode, people.
Wow.
It's stunning to me. I don't know, but you hear their music, and I think it resonates for the time for some reason.
It does. You know what? They were there. They were sort of like an underlying flavor of that entire era.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they are still together and still getting it done speaks well. You know who else? Duran Duran still sells out huge arenas. And I think it's because they were, you know, they had a long run and indicative of that era.
Depeche guitarist Martin Gore says, quote, "Every time we go out and tour, we're playing to more people. It's just incredible at this stage of our career." I can't put my finger on
would
it.
Would you
I
go?
Think it's amazing. I may go to a Depeche just because I love their sound. And it's all about sound. And even though I was not a big fan, God almighty, I had to play
them. They were huge. I remember my sister bugging out about them all the time.
I had to play them.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is why Santa needs to stick to traveling by sleigh.
Oh, Santa.
Because as soon as he tries to get creative or extreme, little kids wind up traumatized. Santa tried to skydive into a charity volleyball tournament in Tampa over the weekend to deliver toys. Because, you know, Rob, every boy deserves a toy.
Was that Tampa, Arizona, Mike?
No, that was Tampa, Florida.
Florida, but it was, yes.
He didn't plan his trajectory quite right, and he crashed hard into a tree on the way down. The guy's real name is George Crocus. Fortunately, he survived, or else the kids who saw him would really need therapy. But he didn't exactly walk away from the crash either. He's already had two. This is not funny.
They're not funny at all.
He has already had two leg surgeries. As long as they don't have to take it off. As long as they don't amputate. He's had two leg surgeries. On the bright side, he should make a full recovery.
Santa, why is your boot pointing that way?
42-year-old Daniel Helsel works as a paramedic in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, near D.C. He's been a firefighter for 20 years and an EMT for 10. On Monday, he responded to a call about a woman who was going into labor, and he ended up delivering the baby in the back of an ambulance. The mom and baby are both fine. Then later in the day, a local news reporter was interviewing him, probably on Channel 4, Channel 9, or somebody like that. And his parents showed up in the middle of it with a cake. Because on the day he delivered the baby, it also happened to be his birthday. But that's not all. This gets better. They talked to the reporter about the day Daniel was born. It turns out he was also born in the back of an ambulance.
Get
Go figure
out.
That.
Man.
Wow.
What?
What? His dad told this story about how a state trooper helped deliver him and said he was like a guardian angel. Now, exactly 42 years later, Daniel got to do the same thing.
If I was the local news director, I know who I'd put on that story as Arch Campbell.
Oh my God, the baby, the same guy.
And he was also delivered. That's special.
And now a little something something. My favorite story of the week.
Okay.
A woman who claims she had sex with a ghost has hailed it as the best she's ever had. 26-year-old Sean Jameson said she recognized Robert when he floated into her bed from a painting in the house that she was staying in. She just moved into the rented property in Wales, and she noticed his handsome portrait, dated 1820, hanging above the mantelpiece. After their saucy spiritual encounter, Sean said she sobbed when he left, as she'd fallen in love. He was fully clothed in a loose white shirt, a neck scarf, and old-fashioned breeches.
He had a kind of shimmer to him, as if he was behind a fluttering whole curtain. I told myself I was dreaming and rolled away from him. As I faced the wall, I slowly realized I wasn't asleep, and suddenly I was frozen with fear. I felt a hand on my waist, but the touch was strange, light, and cool. Sean said she knew instinctively that he was a ghost and recognized him instantly as the man from the painting.
Ooh.
Within seconds, she told how they began having sex.
Oh, no.
When Reach for comment about this story, Ponyboy Matt Bloom said, "So you're telling me there's a chance?" Anyhow, we'll take a break and come back with Rob's Magic Audio Ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony Perkins.
It's me, Rob Ford's friend.
And don't forget, on this week's episode of the show, not only Rob Ford is here, Gary.
What?
Rob Ford's mom is here, too.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Is she okay with bad language?
I hope so. She's going to provide some insight into why Rob is the way he is.
Oh, boy.
Somebody needs to.
Somebody needs to. So we'll get to the bottom of that. Also, I've got a celebrity encounter. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
This ought to be good.
The Tony Perkins Show.
She's visiting for a little.
I heard it got
holiday
saucy.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She loves Billy Joel. I know that.
Check out the Tony Perkins Show. Get to find out about our boy Rob Ford. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Political Persuasions. Chris Freights from formerly of CNN and Politico and the Denver Post and a Pulitzer Prize potential winner. He will be joining me tomorrow when we give you another Political Persuasions. We should have that up for you by tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely.
And, with all that's going on in the world of politics, we'll talk about Judge Roy Moore. We'll talk about Donald Trump. We'll talk about John Conyers and his resignation.
Flynn!
Chris has been in Politico, National Journal, Denver Post. He was nominated for a Pulitzer. Now he's partnering up with me to talk news, analyze politics, and have a lot of fun. We got great feedback on our first episode. So check out Political Persuasions. You can find it all at MikeO'MaraShow.com and subscribe on iTunes. Get ready for more Political Persuasions. Informed, intelligent, and irreverent. You gonna love it. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, December 6th. Rob Spiewak.
I can't remember. How do you feel about James Franco?
I come and go on him. I love the spring break.
That's
spring
good, break. Right?
But by and large, I'm not an Uber fan. You know?
I like him, and he's in this new movie called Disaster Artist, which is sort of a docudrama based on the making of the movie The Room, which is called the worst movie ever made. Mm-hmm. He plays the director of The Room, Tommy Wiseau. And what they've done, this is sort of like that Eminem campaign we talked about a couple weeks ago. There's a billboard up, I think it's on Vine Street in Hollywood, for the movie. And in the corner, there's a phone number. And people have been dialing the phone number, and occasionally, James Franco is picking up the phone in character as the director and talking to people.
That's funny.
And this is one of them that has been captured, and this makes me want to go to the movie just to see him play this character.
Hello, Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, hey, Tommy.
Oh, hi, who's this?
This is Bob.
Don't know name?
I don't.
Sound like maybe you're smoking something.
Yeah, I have issues.
What you did today?
I went to Olive Garden, which is awful, and
You went to Olive Garden? What you eat?
Breadsticks.
Oh, wow. I have to stay away from too many breadsticks.
What's the accent?
Don't know.
The accent?
I can't stop. Once I eat one breadstick, I cannot stop eating.
I love the accent.
I like breadstick. Well, I wish you happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, man.
Happy holiday. Ta-ta.
He sounds a little bit like Hank Azaria in The Birdcage.
He does. That is interesting. Yeah, I can understand why you got riveted by that. That's interesting.
I want to get to know the character. I have never seen that movie, The Room, so I need to see it and then go see the movie about it.
Isn't that a horror movie or something like that?
I think it is a horror movie, but it is...
Well, no, The Room, I saw The Room. The Room's where he's captured a woman and her son, correct?
No, I think that is a different movie. This is a legendarily bad. That's just Room. This is Room. The Room.
Okay.
All right. The Room. All right. I don't know. last night, again, there was a guest host on the Kimmel Show because he's with his child having surgery, and we wish him all the best, of course. They had Tracee Ellis Ross, who was on the show Black-ish and is also Diana Ross's daughter.
She is the it girl of it girls right now.
Yeah, but she got the crazy eyes. Isn't she scary to look at?
Okay.
Rob.
Those eyes, man.
That's,
creep
that's
me
that's
out.
Rob. That's anyway, Rob. That's what you'd hear if you were in Rob's living room in his private residence.
I'm just saying, you know what? Close them halfway for
Rob
me.
Rob has been obsessed with eyes on celebrities forever.
Oh,
everybody's
goes back to the Dixie Chicks.
Has crazy eyes. Yeah, the Dixie Chicks in there.
You can't
all
spot
cross-eyed.
A lazy eye.
You know what about the Dixie Chicks? Impossible to sneak up on them. It's the truth. She did a Dr. Seuss.
Still the reason he won't go to see a Forrest Whitaker movie.
Hey, if I'm going to look at him, the least he can do. Okay. she did a Dr. Seuss inspired poem that I thought was pretty clever. You know what? I love that Kimmel does guest hosts. I think a lot of egos are too big to allow that on other shows.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
She comes out and she shined. I love this poem.
There is a guy with 10 long fingers, creepy glares and hugs that linger. If you're a woman, you're not a fan. I speak, of course, of the Handsy Man.
Handsy
Man, based on the news, you seem to be a bit confused. Listen, and I'll explain to you all the things you may not do. You may not compliment my butt. You may not call me hoe or slut. And even if you're stoned or drunk, do not expose me to your junk. You cannot smell my hair, you creep, or grab my boobs while I'm asleep. I do not want a back massage. Did you follow me into the parking garage? So, Handsy Man, if you're still confused whether your behavior will be excused, I'll say it clearly, nice and slow. If she doesn't consent, the answer is no.
There we go.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
And let's close with this. Graham Norton had Elton John on this week. And remember a while back, Eminem sort of had the reputation of being homophobic?
Yes.
And Elton John was the one that actually stepped in and said he's not homophobic and he is a fan of his music. And to show his appreciation, I suppose, when Elton John married his life partner, Eminem sent them a very peculiar wedding gift.
Well, he was accused of being homophobic by so many people because of his lyrics, which I thought was nonsense.
Yeah.
And I came out and supported the fact that he isn't. And I appeared on the Grammys with him doing Stan instead of Dido. I did the Dido part.
Oh, right.
I was the one that took the L out of Dido. We became friends, and we've been amazing friends ever since. Yeah. He's an amazing guy. I spoke to him last week. I interviewed him last week for a magazine.
Really?
And I just adore him. Oh, yes, for my marriage. When David and I did our civil partnership, I got this package from Eminem and shows you how homophobic he isn't. We had two diamond-encrusted rings on velvet cushions.
For the man who have everything.
Yes, exactly. I have to say they have remained unused.
My favorite part of that is on velvet cushions.
On velvet cushions, they've remained unused. Thank you.
That is your magic audio ball.
Awesome.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, which we do on Tuesday night, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again tomorrow for our big interview with Mr. Bill O'Reilly. The question is, why? Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.